This morning, we have a group of people in the studio to talk about a show that's at the stage at Zach Theater, and Dave Stakely, the director of the theater and the director of the show, is here to tell us all about it. Good morning, Dave Stakely.
Good morning.
And fill me in. What is Hedwig and the Angry Inch?
Well, we've got some rock and roll here in the morning. This is a story of a young East German boy named Hansel, who is a fan of all the sort of American divas that he hears on the GI radio. Mm-hmm. And because of the time span from when Hedwig originated and the age of cast members, some of that sort of factual data gets fudged in contemporary productions.
Right.
And part of that is sort of, I think, also
knowing
where the truth lies. 1989
was 30 years ago already.
Having to play Hedwig.
Yeah, right.
So the contemporary productions of Hedwig mix in contemporary pop references or what's happening in the world at this time. And also with the age of the actors who are involved, then the production is adjusted to that. But the core storyline of Hedwig is absolutely there. And so Hedwig desperately wants to get out of East Berlin, envisions perhaps for himself a singing career, and the only place that he could envision that is in America. After he meets this American GI who falls in love with him and asks him to have the reassignment surgery, he moves to America with Luther, but Luther leaves him very quickly. And so
that cad.
Right. Exactly.
How
right.
How awful is that? Sex change operation and everything, and then he ditches it. That's awful. Well, I think that's enough to have a point of departure for what this thing is about. So let's hear a musical number. What could we hear first?
Great. Well, part of Hedwig's journey is that she is in search of wholeness, completion, and she's a fan of Plato's Symposium. And in that is the idea that we were all creatures that were either male-male, female-female, or male-female, and the gods split us in half at one point. And now we roam the earth in search of our other half. Hedwig believes that's her journey as well. And so this is the song that she wrote called Origin of Love.